Let's go back to talking a little bit about the Everglades, and one other piece of legislation that passed in this recent session, 30-year leases on land in the Everglades to sugar farming companies were approved. And that was something that environmentalists were a little concerned about when that legislation was put forward. What would you say to address those concerns?
Well, I think that the 30-year leases do make sense. I think if you look at the lands of the district, and we own hundreds of thousands of acres of land throughout the state, I mean, tremendous amount of land, we need to make sure that we're good stewards of that land. And with the agricultural leases that we have in place, we require that those farmers utilize, we call them BMPs, best management practices, and that's part of treating the fertilizer or phosphorus discharges from their waters, and helping so that the water that they discharge is much lower in those concentrations. They also pay special farming privilege tax to farm within the Everglades agricultural area, and that money is used towards Everglades restoration. The particular leases that were extended, I think part of that also had to do with making some lands available as part of our plan for the Everglades restoration and some key lands that we needed to make sure that we could move water where we needed to move it to be able to treat it efficiently and get it to discharge to the Everglades. And one other thing on the Everglades, that everybody always kind of focuses on water quality going into the Everglades, but certainly water quantity going into the Everglades is an issue that's important also. And you can't dry out a natural system and expect it to function like it's supposed to. And you also can't deluge it with water where you've got, you know, 6 feet of standing water and it stays for a long period of time so that it's killing out both animals and those plants that we need to exist. So, you know, also part of our focus is making sure that we've got the right amount of water being discharged. One of the ways that we've been able to do that, address that issue, is we've got a water storage, dispersed water storage program, and we've done that in concert with the federal government, and it's been extremely successful. And it's kind of a cost-effective way, instead of going out and buying all the land where we want to store water during the wet season, we've partnered with private landowners, and we said, here's a way that you can help us achieve our goals, and we can store water during the wet season on your property with very little physical, you know, changes to their land necessary. And so we've partnered with ranchers and private landowners to say, help us store water during the wet season so that we have it when we need it during that dry season.
The proposed federal plan to improve the Everglades, it's over $1 billion, but you think the state can do it for less, is that correct?
The program that the federal government had been advancing was a very expensive program. It was well over $1 billion, and we put our best scientists to work at coming up with the goal of, tell us how we can do this in the most cost-effective manner. And that's really been a focus under Governor Rick Scott, is how can we accomplish our goals in the most cost-effective manner? And we came up with a system that's our scientists have modeled, and it really accomplishes all the goals that we're trying to accomplish with the Everglades, and it comes in at well less than $1 billion. And you know, our districts, we're blessed with great employees, fantastic expertise, and we're able to do things very efficiently, and I think our federal partners recognize that too.